love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Scott's Loose Lips. Haven't done this for a while, so this is how it works. Basically, it's finding out if your mate is trustworthy or just a big fat gossip. And today, we're testing one of my friends. You might know him. His name is Chris. He's on this show. Now, earlier, I called up Chris with a secret. A big, big secret that I didn't want him to tell anybody else. Have a listen to this. This is the phone call I made to Chris earlier today.
Hello.
Hello, it's me at work.
All right.
How are you?
Yeah, good. What's up?
Are you still coming tonight?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'm a bit unsure about it, though. I've just watched the video.
It's all absolutely fine.
It's just a massive hen do.
It would be quite good if you could come tonight, because there's something awful's happened.
What's happened?
Ugh. You know when Becky said she had to go last night?
Yeah.
Well, she missed the train. So
right.
I met up with her, and she couldn't get back, so she stayed at mine.
Okay.
And
doesn't do that very often, does she?
No.
Hang on a minute.
Are you somewhere quiet?
Yeah, go for it.
Right, so she stayed at my house.
Right,
this morning we woke up in the spare room together.
The small spare room or the big spare room?
The big one.
Right.
And, like, I don't know what happened, and she's acting really weird at work today.
Oh, right. Well, what do you remember?
I don't remember anything, because we'd had a couple of drinks. She saw everything, definitely.
Well, when you woke up, what was she wearing?
Like, just pants.
And on top?
Nothing.
So you saw a fair bit as well, right?
Yeah. But I'd like...
Well, how's it all... It's not going to be awkward, is it?
Well, she's just acting... She's not really speaking today at work, and she's acting really weird.
Okay, so what are you,
I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Well, just put her to one side and just say, look, I don't know. What'd she do this morning?
Well, she just went. Anyway,
I'm sure it's fine, mate. I'm sure it's fine. What, do you want me to speak to her or what?
Well, has she been in touch with you today?
No, not at all.
She hasn't texted you or anything?
No.
Right, okay.
I'm sure it's fine. Are you sure you didn't dream it?
No.
It doesn't sound like you. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but it's just, like, awkward. Anyway.
I'm sure it's all fine with Becky Scott. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Don't say anything to anyone, all right?
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything, no.
Alright, cool.
Alright, okay, well, I'll speak to you in a bit.
Alright.
Alright, bye. Can I just point out that this didn't actually happen? Alright, we didn't spend the night together.
Do you know what, though? Of all the things you could have thought to tell him,
yeah.
That was the first thing that came into your head?
Yeah.
Should I be slightly worried?
Maybe I'm harbouring some kind of interest. Or not. I did enjoy his first question a lot during that call. Like, we woke up in the spare room together.
The small spare room or the big spare room?
I'm not even funny, Chris. Why does that make any difference? So, was it the one as you go into the house, or was it the one, you know, when you got them stairs, and you got the bathroom on the left? Why does it matter? Where exactly was this? I just need to picture it in my head, Millsy. This was also a good bit.
So you saw a fair bit as well, right?
Yeah.
It was just the casual way he went, and on top.
And on top.
So you saw a fair bit as well, right?
Yeah. Also, what kind of dreams does he think I have?
You sure you didn't dream it?
I didn't dream it. But, listen, what did I say at the end of the call? I said this.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything, no. Told him not to say a word. So, he's promised now not to say anything to anyone. So here's the big question. Would Chris... If, let's say, I got another friend to call him up, blab about this amazing piece of gossip. Should we find out? So this is what happened when my friend Robbie called up Chris. Is Chris gonna tell my other mate that I, Scott Mills, spent the night with Becky? There it is.
Hello. Hey, mate, it's Robbie. Robbie, how are you? Yeah, you're right, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, not bad, man. I was just checking in with you to see if you're going to this event thing tonight.
I'm going. I'm not sure about it, to be honest. It just looks like a giant hen do. But,
sounds a bit weird, but I just wanted to kind of check, because I didn't want to be kind of on my lonesome, but no, mate, it's good that you're going along, so I'll probably catch up with you a little later. Mate, have you, it's a bit weird, have you heard from Scott today at all?
Yeah, I got a call from him a bit earlier.
Okay. So really, I got a voicemail from him earlier. I just wondered if everything's all right with him.
Uh-oh. Right, here's the bit. What's going to happen now? This is the part in the call where Chris could really spill the beans. But does he have loose lips? Let's find out.
I just wonder if everything's all right with him.
I think so, yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with him. He's all right.
Okay.
I haven't seen him today. I just had a call from him earlier.
Yeah. I've tried to call back because I want to try and sort out later on, but I guess he's probably sort of on his way to the studio or whatever. But, I mean, do you know what might be wrong with him?
Nah, I'm sure he's fine. It's probably just a long day or something. It's all good.
Yeah. No worries. Sure, listen, I'll see you over there, man.
All right, mate. Catch you later.
All right, bye.
See you then. Bye.
Oh, what? I was going to call him a legend. That's not right, is it? But what a top bloke. Didn't say it to my mate Robbie, because I asked him not to say anything. Would you blab this gossip?
What, about me and you? Or about if you told me about someone else?
I'm saying about someone else. Obviously, you wouldn't say the gossip about me and you, because you'd be way embarrassed.
Do you know what? I'd like to say no, but it probably would have depended who you'd got to ring me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think if it had been Chris ringing me to find out, I'd have...
Yes.
I'd love to say no, but probably, yeah.
What a gent, though. Despite that brilliant gossip,
I know,
he didn't say a word. But here's a twist. What will happen when you call him up, Becky? Very much involved in this whole piece of gossip. But remember, he has promised me he will not say a word to anyone. But you're involved.
He can say to me, because I'm part of it.
Well, let's find out. He promised.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, Becky. How's it going?
All right, how are you?
Yep, good. Yep.
Have you spoken to Scott today?
I spoke to him briefly earlier.
Did he say anything to you?
About what?
About stuff.
No, not really. Hang on, let me just go somewhere a bit quieter. No, it was only a quick call. It's all good. How are you? All right?
It's just a quick call. Okay. It's still on, let's find out.
He didn't say anything about me then?
No, why? What have you done?
He didn't say anything at all?
No, not really. He's, no, not really, no. He just sort of, no, he didn't, no. I don't think he mentioned you at all, actually. It's all good.
He's doing well.
I think you can tell he's lying.
Yeah.
He hasn't said anything yet, which is good.
And you can tell that he can't say he knows, but he definitely wants to find out more.
How's things with you?
How's things with you?
How's things with you?
Well, something weird happened last night.
You left well early last night.
Yeah, I was running to catch my train and then I missed it.
All right. So what did you do?
See, you are offering all the information up, ready for him to just let rip.
So what did you do?
Continue.
So what did you do?
Well, I met up with Scott.
Oh.
Oh, really? You did?
I thought he might have mentioned something.
No, he hasn't said anything to me. It's all good. Why, what did you do?
What didn't we do?
What do you mean by that?
It was brilliant. I had an amazing time with him.
So, yeah, she had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And then you went home or something, right?
Oh, no, what are you going to say at this point? What are you going to say? Thanks for saying that it was a good night, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing led to another and, yeah, just got a massive smile on my face today.
Oh. So, what are you saying? So, you did, if you know what I mean.
He was amazing.
Really? I did...
Right, now, I object to that.
What
I object to that.
What love about him is that reaction there. And also, when you first rang him to tell him, he wasn't in the least bit surprised.
I know.
It was like, oh, yeah.
Like, this is quite out of character for me. It has to be said. It's just this bit I don't like.
He was amazing.
Really?
Now, why is someone questioning me that much? Really? He was amazing? Really?
I don't understand, because I wouldn't have thought he was your type.
Well, I didn't think so until last night either.
So, I'm a bit confused, to be honest. So, what happens now? What do you mean? Have you spoken to him? Or?
Well, no, he's being really weird with me. That's why I was ringing you, to find out if he'd actually said anything to you, to see what he thought about it all.
No, he hasn't said anything to me about you. Or last night.
He's treading, you can... He's treading so carefully, you can hear his brain, like, working really slow. Am I saying the right thing?
No, he hasn't said anything to me about you or last night.
All the texts are coming in saying they want a friend like Chris.
Because he was just incredible, so...
What do you mean by that? I don't know if we're meaning two different things here. But when you say he was incredible, do you mean a gentleman or... like a I don't know.
Like a what?
Like a G6.
What?
I had no idea at this point.
Like a G6. Is that me? Was I a G6? Don't answer that. By the way, listeners, if you've just switched on, this didn't actually happen. Me and Becky
didn't. You keep saying that. Why are you so keen to deny it?
Did not spend the night together.
What are we talking about here? Did he sort of help you get home? Is that what you mean by amazing, or the opposite?
He certainly helped me get home.
No, you see, that doesn't help.
He certainly helped me get home. I love this.
I think I love him.
Oh, no.
I don't think you do. I think this has all got very confused.
I really love him. He was incredible.
Why are you telling me?
Well, I just wondered if you'd spoken to him, but if you haven't, then that's...
No.
That's okay. All right.
No. Definitely haven't spoken to him. Should I?
No, it's probably best you don't.
So I don't mention that I've spoken to
him? No,
you?
Don't say anything, and I'll try and speak to him before the show.
Right, okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, hooray for Chris. What a gent. Didn't say a word, even though you were pushing him quite a lot. So, didn't say anything.